That was a siren from one of the over 20 police vehicles around the scene of the protest. The security agents from the police and the Nigerian Civil Defense Corps were on hand to ensure there was no breakdown of law and order. The protesters, who were determined to voice their concerns on the hardship facing Nigerians, chanted solidarity songs and displayed placards bearing various inscriptions expressing their anger with the current state of the economy. The inscriptions on the placards include food, medicine, everything is 3 times expensive, we don't want change again. Just bring our country back to where it was before you were elected. The protesters, comprising celebrities, civil society activists, and other members of the public, first converged on the National Stadium, where speakers took their turns to address the participants and later marched to Juelegba roundabout, turning back through Funchal Williams Avenue to the National Theatre to terminate the protest. Musician Charles Oputa, popularly called Charlie Boy, who was among the celebrities at the march, said it was the duty of Nigerians to press the leaders to lead the masses well.
This is what we should continue to do, because government must work for us. We have to make government work for us.
A cross-section of the protesters said they didn't need two-face for the exercise to be successful, noting that it was a protest for all Nigerians for good governance. They commended the police and other security agents for protecting the march from being hijacked, with one of the protesters saying that more of such protests were on the way.
We shall not be stopped. Tomorrow we shall protest. We shall keep protesting until we have good governance, until we have life for 24 hours, until our educational system is functioning, until presidents stop traveling abroad for medical help.
The protesters did not mince words that politicians had failed the masses and that round pairs should be put in round holes for the nation to come out of recession. In Lagos, Innocent Honor for Radio Nigeria.